Literacy in the 21st century. Webster Dictionary states literacy is the quality of being literate. But in today's century, is Webster definition still efficient and honest? It is transparent that technology has changed the world in ways we would never imagine, while clearly guiding us within the 21st century. I ask myself, is it possible the meaning of literacy can change or have flexibility? I believe so, and this is why. During ancient civilizations, the Sumerians were looked as elite and noble for their communication and writing skills, which was respectively considered being literate within that time period. Personally, I don't believe we can call a person literate just off of reading and writing skills in today's modern era. Honestly, I think it's safe to say literacy no longer ends with communication, writing, and reading skills. I believe literacy is the ability to be competent in all aspects of daily life. Today's society is ruled by convenience, speed, and simplicity, all being pushed by technology, which expresses the daily lives of youth more than ever. In today's classrooms, kids are being asked to learn and understand the use of computers, tablets, cameras, along with being proficient in reading, writing, and communication skills. As a future educator, I agree with an article titled Adolescent Literacy that states, adolescents deserve access to a wide variety of print and non-print materials. I believe it is important that educators accept the future while not forgetting the past. For example, while working at Seneca High School, I noticed teachers using smart boards and even the internet for their lesson plans. Kids will learn a new material by using print and non-print strategies. I also observed a teacher informing students to check her website for additional information for current lessons. Those observations, to me, exhibit the new form of literacy. Dorothy Burt stated on a New Zealand blog titled Warlock's Post, "It seems as though everyone is buzzing about one-to-one computers, but the instruction in the classroom is changing very little." I agree with Ms. Burt. I do believe we all recognize the importance of technology proficiency and view it as a new form of literacy. In conclusion, literacy has changed within the 21st century. According to Education Tech News, 73% of collegians say they can't study without technology, and 70% take notes with a keyboard, not pen and paper. Overall, these numbers can be frightening, but they are reality and show the effects of literacy in the 21st century. Thank you.